Yeah, I could see you riding touring bike around the UP or something like that with Jan on the back and having a great time and seeing places on two wheels. That'd be pretty cool. I don't know. Have been an avid bicyclist for a lot of years, and mountain biking is my passion. And I did a fair amount of road riding, and I sold my road bike a couple years ago just because I don't like to ride on the roads anymore just because of terrible drivers. So it's a consideration for both of those activities. I suspect that you'll avoid the worst routes and the worst times based on what you have available to you for time, but it's not something I think I would really want to roll the dice on.
Yeah, I'm not a fair weather boater. I'm not a fair weather biker. We're not fair weather campers. You know, the campers got the winter package, and we were camping on Halloween last year. So we're usually, you know, late October, maybe even early November, depending on the snow situation. And even downstate, I haven't had a bike in a while. I've never had Jan on a bike. There was a time when I was really seriously talking about getting another one, and even to the point of having her signed up for classes, but she never followed through with it. She's, you know her. She's probably not a two-up girl, you know. She's a give-me-my-own kind of girl, but she's never ridden. And the only way I would do it was, you know, I said, I've got friends that teach, guys that teach over at Motor City and Cement City and, you know, all over the place, ABA instructors. And we had her signed up for a class, and she ended up not going. But I think she'd be fine on a bike. She doesn't have a lot of self-confidence about it when you're talking about it, but I think just a few weeks of some road miles, I think she'd be fine. Especially on something that fits her well, like a 500 or a 650 or something like that.